from Genesis and John. Jacob gets a blessing by trickery. He flees, he dreams of a ladder with angels ascending and descending, and then he receives God's promise. Our Genesis stories of blessing continues with Jacob's story, a tricky mother and a greedy son who find a way to get the blessing of Father Isaac. After which, Jacob finds himself running from his brother and for his life. When Jacob is far from home and alone, he hears the word of God. Jacob is out of the loop from God's blessing. Jacob struggles with sibling rivalry and finds himself at the mercy of the Creator God. Jacob has dreams he struggles to decipher. A stairway to heaven with angels ascending and descending to earth from heaven. Up and down they go, but without a sound or even a connection to Jacob. God finally speaks to Jacob and tells him of the blessing God gave to his father, Abraham. Yes, the text calls Abraham his father. Interestingly, that he is the grandfather to Jacob, the same Jacob who will soon be called Israel. Jacob woke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it." And he was afraid and said, "How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." End quote. Jacob, or Israel, gained a new understanding because God himself speaks to Jacob. It is not a dream, according to Jacob. This is the place of God, and the stairway is the gate that leads to God. Jacob has heard his calling directly from God. Where Jacob is would not be known for its spirituality. It is not a sanctuary, not until God shows up. It is a stone that Jacob lays his head on to rest, not a pillow of goose down. These places become sacred to Jacob and others that eventually pass by. The place we see God in our lives become important to us. It is when we are at our lowest and God shows up that makes life bearable. It is during our struggles that we call out to the Creator God. In our lives, we may avoid listening for God for fear we may hear God calling us. If we hear God calling us, we may then have to do something we're not comfortable doing. If we hear our God calling, God may send us to scary places. However, when we hear our God's call, it is never without direction. God leads us and goes before us. It is into God's mission we are sent, so God will be there with us. When we are afraid or running from something or someone, we can turn to God for comfort and help. God tells us to love each other, help each other, and be kind to each other. What does the Lord require of you, O human, but to love kindness, to do justice, and to walk humbly with your God? God sends his Son to open the gate of God's righteousness. Jesus meets us, and God opens the way to salvation, because Jesus is the open gate. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, like Jacob who dreamed of your promises, you have filled us with dreams too. Show us your promises in our dreams and give us ability to follow our dreams that lead to the open gate of Jesus Christ. Amen.